I would like to clarify in the previous page, air is a gas, and I did mean to say have those specific kinds of gases at the end, just to clarify if any of you were confused. But basically, what we have here is on the left, I have a photo of the inside of a light bulb, the wires inside a light bulb, that would be shut off. And on the right, I have one that would be turned on. Now, on the left, we have the two lead-in wires, which are the two gray lines going up that are parallel to each other. And the blue dots inside them represent the electrons. Now, because our light bulb is off, our electrons are still, and the black filament above is not giving out any light because there is no friction happening inside of the filament, meaning that there is no movement, nothing rubs up against each other, and there is no heat created. Now, if we go to the right and we flip on our light bulb, now you can see our electrons are moving up the right of the lead-in wire, and they go into the filament where they bump into things and they start emitting heat because of all the friction, because electrons move very, very fast. And so our filament is going to start emitting light because it is made of a material that is meant to be less heat resistant and would therefore give off more light than our lead-in wires, which are designed not to give off light. And once they go out of the filament, they go back into the other lead-in wire on the other side, and they go down our light bulb and out of it, which would then put it back into the wires of your lamp or your ceiling. And it would go somewhere in your house through your wiring system that I'm not sure exactly how it works yet.